it's at the end of the Zman, durchgelaufen als Zman, zugekommen als Zman, Zman passed. I'm sure everybody was koina, a lot of different kinyonim, in Teure, in Avoide, in Gmelz Chasodim. I wanted to tell you over before we start tonight with an interessante maise, very interesting story, which has a lot of messages in it. In davening, we have a Mishnah from Sechta Pei. It says, "Elu dvorim she'elam shir ha'pei v'abikulim v'aroyim gemilz chasodim salmo toile." Very famous Mishnah. Then it says, "Elu dvorim she'adam oichel periseim boilem azev v'akaren kiyem se'olam abode." Certain mitzvahs, but a person eats, he has the payas of the mitzvahs he has boilem azev, but v'akaren kiyem se'olam abode. Loilem abode, he has the main tree, the schar of the mitzvah lasid lovei. V'elu heim. Now listen to the list. Kibud over aim. Somebody's mechabed, his father and his mother. He has payas on this veld, and a yene veld, he has it also. Yene veld, he has the keren. Gemilus chasodim, you do chesed to somebody. Hashkomas beis hamedrash, shachos ha'arvis, you come to davening, you come to davening in the morning, come to davening at night. If you do that, the Eibush will give you a good in this veld, he'll give you a good in yene veld. Then it says, hachnosas orchim, biku choylim, hachnosas kala ulevoyas hameis. Then Ian Tfila, Voishal Bainal Machavedim, Sam Tarikneb Kulam. In the Mishnah it says, Biku Choylim, then Achnosas Kala, and Levoyas Hameis. What's the order of these three things? Biku Choylim, Achnosas Kala, and Levoyas Hameis. There was a certain person that was very sick, and he went to the stipler. And Rab Chaim Kreisworth was very sick once, Neshafkenim Gedach, now Baruch Hashem is very gesund. And he went to the stipler. And he asked the stipler, he needs an Eitzah. What should he do? He's very sick. So the stipler told him, if you take a look in the Mishnah, it says, Biku choylim, hachnosis kala, levoyas hameis. You know what divides the choyle from the meis? Hachnosis kala. If somebody's machnas a kala to the chuppah, if you can bring a kala to the chuppah, a kala which she's empty-handed, there's no way for her to make it, a yisoyma, even not a yisoyma, someone that just doesn't have enough money to get married, will soon say, I'll tell you, moiri dikamaisa soon, about Hachnosas Kala. That's such a moiridika mitzvah that it divides the Bikur Cholim from Havoyis Hameis. And Rab Chaim Shlita, Rab Chaim Kreisworth, he went and was makabel on himself to marry off Yisoymas. Every single year he marries off one Yisoymas after another Yisoymas. I know the Gabbai who he gives money to in Eretz Yisrael. And he spends a good time of the year raising the money and a good time of the year giving it out. It goes to Eretz Yisrael every few months and he gives it to all the Almonis and to the Yisoymas to get, and Baruch Hashem is gesund. It's such a moiridika gezach, the mitzvah achnosas kala, you can't be masik. It divides bika choylem, but halvoyas ameis. Listen to this moiridika maisa from a moiridika bal mekubel, a big tzaddik, I'm sure you'll have heard about him, Rebbe Rebbe Elimelech. It's a story about achnosas kala, and how much this story teaches us and what it means about benodim l'chaverim, benodim l'amokim. There was a certain kufa where getting married was a moiridik exeda. Not only everybody has to get married, but it was there was exedas that went on when somebody had to get married. The guy made exeda that any year that wants to get married, he has to pay a tremendous tax to the government, an astronomical amount of money. And what should they do? They knew all the poets from every shtot knew all the families. He knew that when someone's about to get married, the age, they kept an eye to make sure to see if the bocha did get married, if he didn't get married, if the girl got married, if she didn't get married. And there's no way to sneak out of it. And the Yidden were mamash geknipt und gebunden. There was no way out. And there was a lot of tzad. There was a Yidden, anytime a Yid had to get married, he had to go and collect years and years of collecting, sticking out his hands for people to help him. I was just such a mishagas from the goyim, but it was another exeter on the Yidden was mamash terrible. The maisa was like this. There was a certain yosem, a tzabrach and a bocha, nabach without a father, without a mother. He had no place to stay. He was nizgagel. He ended up staying in an inn, in a hotel. The person in order for him for the bocha to earn his room and board. So the person told him, if you want to get your room and board, you have to work for me. And the bocha, of course, he cleaned and he helped in the kitchen. It was a big hotel, a very big, this was the hotel of the whole stadt, the main hotel. This was the hotel. And the bocha was working there, and he was working day and he was working at night. It was very big tikh of him, but this is, and then he went to sleep. This is where he had his free room and board, but that's where he was. The bocha was there from 10 years old, 11, 12, 13, 14. He was about 18 years old, 19 years old. Of course, who was going to marry this bocha? A yosem, 19 years old, without a father, without a mother. And he's working in the hotel. No, he was a tzabrochen. And he was working. What else could he do? It was nizdamid. It was a different maisa. girl never lost her parents. There was nobody to take care of the girl. And they said, listen, let her go work in the hotel. She'll get free room and board over there. And they'll let her go work in the kitchen. She'll have a panosa, and then no one has to die if it. She'll be on her own 2 feet. And that's what they did. They told the girl she should stay in the hotel. They made the arrangements. The hotel owner, innkeeper, wasn't such a big tzaddik, wasn't such a giving person, but he told the girl, okay, if you want, you could stay here. But on the tanai, of course, that, you have to work for your room and board, and that's what she did. She worked very, very hard. Was very, very difficult, but that's how she existed. And that's how it went on. No, people treff sich in a hotel, and people, and they work out. No, one person was a fluma yid. I see there's a bocha, yeshiva, and a yeshiva bocha, 19 years old, and this girl, that's a marriageable age. He decided to read the shidduch. He sees two people working there. He says, no, that's a nuah, no boy speaks to a friend of a girl. But he decided, no, let me make the shidduch. And the person, what, he spoke to the chosn, I have a shidduch for you. He says, he has no panos, what shaykh? But I said, listen, I have a shidduch, this is him over here that moved into the hotel. If she'd like to, no, good. Lamai said, to make a long story short, they became chosn and kala. No, chosn and kala, it was such a big simcha for them. They had no one to share the simcha with them. They're both from the mansion. And there were tzibruch in the mansion. But the innkeeper was the only one that knew them both, really, basically. But of course, it was a tremendous tax. It was a tremendous tax. The only way these two people can get married is they gave this tremendous amount of money. The bocha asked the innkeeper, he says, listen, I know that I work for you. I'm asking you, give me a shus. Let me leave for a while. Let me travel through the cities. Let me collect money for my own achnos kala. Maybe I'll be zeucha, I'll be able to get married and have a family. Uh-huh. And the guy says, okay, gesunte hei, but of course I'm not going to pay you for the time that you're not here. She said, okay. And the kala stayed there, and she worked hard, and she just was misspelled. The gave she said, who should she turn to? She has nobody to turn to. She was crying a lot. And the poor chosn went, and he was going me'ir le'ir, going on his feet, sticking out his hand for pennies and pennies, whatever the coins were. And how much money came in already was a joke. And he came back a few months later with mamish bezyonis. What did he get already? So he made a little, but what doesn't come to anything near what she had to have? It was mamish terrible. No, a few from a people, we every once in a while would travel, stay in the hotel for a few days. And the chosn, chos get at the heart, he saw it's a broch, and here he has a kala, and he can't get married, he doesn't have anything, no furniture, no house, no nothing, absolutely. And not only that, but the tax is mamish not shayach. Until the people hear that they have a lot of tzar, they gave him money, they gave this person, gave that, but it was nowhere near to what the person had to have. Until it was nizgalgul hadovad to Rebbe Elimelech. Rebbe Elimelech was a rizik, a tzaddik, a bamakubal, a goyin, a tzaddik, whatever you want. He was so great and so heilig. One of his main mitzvahs was achnasas kala. When he heard it, this maitzah, he was a yosem and a yosemah, the pundik echod, and they want to get married, and the heiliger mentioned, and they just don't have enough means. He told his chassidim, let's tell them in exactly one chodesh, we're going to marry them off. Then he sent right away a chassid to travel all the way to that shtot, and sent a message from Rebbe Elimelech to prepare yourself. In 1 month you're going to get married. You'll have everything you need. The chosn and kala here is the chassidish mensch come to Rani, says, I'm a shliach from Rebbe Elimelech, and he said that you'll have everything in a month from today will be the chasana, and he's going to come with everything, and you're going to have everything you need. So they said, you know, they were so happy to hear this, but who's Rebbe Elimelech, and what is he going to give me? What's he from Himmel? What, I get Negev and everything. So it caused a lot of agmas nefesh also, because they didn't know, will it be, won't it be? But that's the way it was. A month later, Rebbe Elimelech tells all the chassidim, they were mazman a day, and he tells everybody, get into the wagons, and he takes himself, a couple of minyanim of people, they get the horse and buggy, they start traveling down to the shtot. In the wagon, they had over there special clothes for the kala, the chovdala tachshitim for a kala, and for the chosn, such beautiful clothes. They had a shreimel prepared for him, they had everything prepared for chosn, and food, mamish, whatever they had to schlep along, they schlept. Everybody, a bunch of chassidim came, about 30, 40 people came, all the wagons, and they're all traveling together. Everybody's going to tremendous chasana. As soon as they come to the shtot hears the grace of tzaddik, Rebbe Elimelech came to the shtot, and he's by the hotel. People come to stop being makabal upon him, the word gets out, and he didn't even get off the wagon yet. The owner from the wagon comes out, says, what's tutzachta? He heard, though, Rebbe Elimelech is here, and he sees Rav Naftali Ropshitz, the greatest tzaddik. He used to get up by tables, by chastas, and say batchones, jokes, that only the biggest balim of kabbalim knew what he was talking. It sounded like he was cracking jokes, and people were rolling. But everybody knew what he says is alpi kabbalah. He was saying secrets and secrets, and the only way he was saying out his secrets was through jokes. Everybody called, no one chap what he said. But Rebbe Lemelech knew his Talmud, Rabbi Naftali Rabshitz, who after Rebbe Lemelech was nifted, Rabbi Naftali took over, was moiridik. This is Rabbi Naftali Rabshitz. Akoponim, Rebbe Elimelech gets off the wagon, Rav Naftali's there, and he's ready cracking jokes, Noilim is laughing. Uy, Rav Naftali's at the chosin, but the chosin sees that it's Bobby, he sees Rebbe Elimelech is here. He comes out with his tzedisna clay there, like he can't be masik, and itakad, he said tonight's going to be the chasna. He mamish can't believe, he just can't believe it. Rav Naftali, hey, don't dance, no, he met this levity gebitten from gas. The innkeeper takes a look, wow, chutzpah, wow, this beggar, this bocha, is going to get so much COVID. Look, you know, like he was very, very upset. So he tells Rabbi Melech, he says, the Rebbe is coming here, if I stay that, you know, there's a hitzos over here, it's not, you know, it's a hotel, we have to make my business. He says, no, the Rebbe Melech says, Avada, Chas Hashem, won't take away from anybody in the Panosa, whatever the hitzos is, that's what I pay, whatever the cost. No, so he says, what are we doing? He says, Rebbe Melech says, I'm making a chasna tonight, I want to have the chasna for the whole store. The whole store, it's like a vilt of tables and chairs, and we have to cook it, Rebbe Melech says, I'm paying for it, no problem. And they started preparing the whole store. The whole stuff was on wheels, they heard, and then all of a sudden, all the Nashim Tzidkonius, they go and they take the kala, and they put her on all the Shena clay, that was a kala daf onton, and the men, they take the chosin, and the chosin and kala, they're in a different, that's mamish, they don't know which world they're on. They can't believe it. Mikimi miyof adol ma'ashwes yorim evyen. It's shayach to be mamish from the bottom, and then the Abisha picks them up so high. And here the chosin and kala, they're getting ready for the chasna, it's half of a fella. They start preparing the big hall, the big room in the hotel, the main hall room over there from the ganze Stadt. They start setting up the tables, setting up the chairs, and they start putting flowers with all the sachen. And the ganze Stadt, everybody starts participating. They know Rebbe Elimelech is coming to make such a chasna. Everybody participates. And they right away they hire some musicians, people that play, and they start, the music starts playing, and it starts going gewaltig. The chasna start the preparing before, you know, before the chuppah. It's always you sit together. We call it a smorgasbord, but they didn't have these things in those days. But you put down mezonos, you put down lechayim, and for the chuppah, people say droshes, and people get together, and there's rikida, then you make the chuppah, then you make the suda, then you dance ad lahafli. No, they started preparing. Rebbe Elimelech sits at the head of the table. The chosin next to him. The chosin can't believe it. He's smiling and tears are coming out of his eyes. Sai from Simcha. Sai that he's happy and Sai from being tzabroch and he has no one really. Doesn't have no father. He doesn't have any mother. The kala's by the kala section. She has the same hergeshim. She's crying. Tears are coming out of her eyes. Why are tears coming out of her eyes? Because Sai was like she's tzabroch and that she has no one to share the simcha with. But she's so happy that she's mamish getting married. And the chasna starts. All of a sudden, the people with the musicians start playing. They go to the Badekun. Who stands from one side? Rav Naftali from one side. Rav Naftali Rabshitz from one side. The Rabbi Rebbe Elimelech from the other side. They fear the chosin to Badek the Kala. And the music is gewaltig and everybody is dancing. The chosin just can't believe it. It's moiridik. Then the chosin gets ready for the chuppah. And who's the one that's Masada Kedushin Avada? Rebbe Elimelech. Rav Naftali says the brochas, it's haflova fel, the chasm is gevaldik. Right after the chuppah, they sit down for the suda, and they start making a suda, such a lebedik a suda, and the dancing, there was no stopping. They just didn't stop. Everybody was dancing. It was haflova fel. Now, Rav Naftali Rabshitz was known for this. By all chasnas, he used to get up on a table, a batchen. Not batchonis the way we have today, but his batchonis was a different level of batchonis. He used to say such secrets of Kabbalah in his batchonis that only Balim Kabbalah knew what he was saying. It would sound like he's cracking such jokes and people used to laugh and laugh, but really he was saying more than his secrets. And Rav Naftali got up on the table and he started saying his batchonis. And he was talking about this and about that and people were just halting sich by the zeit and everybody's laughing and laughing. And Rebbe Elimelech was also laughing, but he knew what Rav Naftali was saying. He understood what he meant. Api pshat, api remesh, api drush, api sod. Rav Naftali was so great. It was haflof a fella. Now, in the olden days, there was a hanhoga that it was called drasha gishan. The chosin says a poverta. After the chosin says a few words, then somebody gets up. Okay, who gives a matona to the chosin? That's the way it used to go. No, the chosin, they tell the chosin to say a poverta, and of course, as soon as the chosin starts saying something, everybody hacks him in with a song, and the chosin doesn't even get a chance to finish. And then right away, Rav Naftali jumps up on the table and says, drasha gishank, who gives matonis to the chosin? So everybody was looking, who's going to be the first one, who's going to give matonis? So Rebbe the Melech says, I give the chosn the whole stuff, the whole city. The whole city? The guy says, he gives the whole city for... Hey, Mace, that's laughing. He's in the chosn, knows it, but he gives me the whole city. What does that mean? Then a different chosn gets up, he says, and I give the chosn $1,000. It's Reinish. It was more than worth than $1,000. But that's, we'll use that number, coin. $1,000, that dollar's worth. No, $1,000, everybody patches with the hand, gewaldig. Then the innkeeper got so upset, you know, like, what's going on here? Even, let's say it is true, it's not true, that he's going to give him the whole store. What is it, a hefke? He's going to give this pope $1,000? So he says, what's going on? Why is everybody giving this guy so much money? You know, like, what's he worth? Ooh, Rav Naftali Rav just heard that the person said that. So Rav Naftali says, and I give the chassan this hotel. Ooh, now the innkeeper kept quiet. He really was put into his place, and he went away. Went away from the chassan. He stood by the side, and they started dancing. It was lebedik. They danced until 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. It was moiridik. Look, the chassan finally finished. Rebbe the Melech, before he left the shtot, he was asking people, these people that live in the shtot, they should make sure for 7 days they have sheva brachas, and everything will be okay, and they'll be zeicha for everything. The chosn and chala, they bagleit the Rebbe the Melech to the wagon, and they both were just standing there and crying. They say, Rebbe, we have no words to thank you. I mean, you saved our lives. We never thought about it. Of course, they didn't say anything about the matonah, you know, but they can't be masi. You did us this morning, they can matonah. And Rebbe the Melech, he benched them. He said, we shall bench you. You'll get everything what we told you you're going to get by the chasna. And you'll have a lot of children, and you'll be ladoidis, you'll be zeichah for hashilis, just be mispal to the Eibush, and everything will be good, and you'll be zeichah for everything. The chosn mamish kissed Rebbe Elimelech's hands, and he was crying, his tears on his hands, and Rebbe Elimelech wiped off the tears. He says, my kin, venish, your father's happy with your simcha and shamayim, and don't worry, because he said, when somebody gets married, all the neshamas from the free, the kadoidis of the mishpachas, they come down to come to the chuppah to share this moiridik moment. And Rebbe Elimelech said, that's what happened by your chuppah, and your parents are really with you, the neshamas are with you, and don't worry, the Eibush will protect you, the Eibush likes you, and he benched them. And Rebbe Elimelech left. Oh, the chosn and kala, they went back. They bought themselves the little money that they had. They bought themselves a fashtetzach house later on, which we'll soon get to that story. That part of the story. Look, Rebbe the Melech was traveling. It was late at night. It was about 4 o'clock in the morning. With his chassidim, 3 wagons full of chassidim, and they're traveling through the forest, getting back to Lezhens, the stadt where Rebbe the Melech came from. As they're traveling, they hear a guy yelling, "Help! Help!" Here, guys yelling on top of his lung, help. Rebbe Mel stops. He says, what's going on? I hear somebody yelling. And they go to the wagon, stop. They hear somebody yelling. It seems the guy's drowning. And Fear, Rebbe Mel says, Fear, save the person. Find where he is. And they hear the guy groping water. Help, help, help. And then they see, Fear, they jump. And they see by the moonlight, they see a guy says, they see in a big, tremendous pond, there's a guy there groping on a piece of wood. He can't get himself. He keeps falling in. He's falling out. And Rebbe Mel says, Fear, Ratev the mensch. Even though he's a guy, save him. And they see them, they jump inside, into the water, they swim over to the place, they help the guy into the piece of the wood, and then with a coil start done, 10, 15 people in the water, they slap out this guy, and they slap him out to the side, the end of the pond. The guy's mom is shivering and shaking, and he tells everything, Melch, you know, you saved my life. He says, okay, don't worry, we'll take you back, wherever you came from. And he was a guy, Shabocha, and he's so tzerudit and so falor, they give him something to eat on the wagon. They cover him with some blankets to keep him warm. They tell him, where do you live? So he tells him he lives not too far away from there, and he shows him where they live, and he takes them. He says, don't take me to where my house is. Take me to the chasna hall. He said that he got married tonight. Tonight was his chasna. And by the chasna, he wanted to show everybody he's the son of the politz, the son of the person that owned the ganze, the whole area over there, all the shtet, everything belonged to him. He was the son of the poets, he owned everything. And he said that by us, the minig is, the person was telling Rebbe the Melech, the minig is that the night of the chasna, you want to show how brave you are and how strong you are. You know, we all got shikha, we drank wine, and I wanted to show how good I am. And they said, you want to see how strong I am? Go ahead and catch a deer, catch a rabbit, and bring it back to the meal. Then we'll see that you're a strong soldier, you're a guy, you're a good, solid guy. So he says, I went out there, I had no choice, and I went out there. And when I went out, I didn't know where to go, this and that, and my horse fell into the thing, and I tripped, and I fell into this pond. But you saved my life. Look, everyone else says, okay, let me bring you back to your parents. And then when they come ready, the wagons drive up, the goyim see, the goyim were all waiting outside, and the father of this goyish chosn, the politz and the pritzer, they were sitting outside, and the, And they were so tzablochim, where is the son? It's hours and they don't know where he is. And then they see a three wagon full of yidden come, and they see the son. All of a sudden the pilot, he sees his son. He jumps to his son, he hugs him. My son, where were you? Where were you? And the kid's shivering and the kid's crying. He's telling his father what happened. He says, these rabbis saved me. I was drowning in the water. The pilot couldn't believe it. He said, Rabbi, anything you want, I'll give you. Anything you want, you saved my son's life. Said, Ebed Abdelmelech says, I don't want anything, but I'm coming from a chasana where I just married off a Yasmi Yisayma. If you'll do me a favor, give them the city. Give them the kfar. You want to pay me back? I don't want any money. But if you want to give me matana, give them the city. That kfar. He says, it's yours, Rabbi. Not only is it yours, but the hotel of the kfar also belongs to them. I'll give them everything. And when the lady heard this, the lady sees that husband, the parrot, he gave over the shtot. No, he's right. Saved the son's life. There's no bigger pain, chas v'sholem, than losing a son. She says, Rabbi, and I give $10,000. $1,000. That amount of dollars that other chassid yelled out by the chasana. And then right away, the Rebbe Abdelmelech stayed there that night, and he made the arrangements, and then they all went back. They all went back to the chasan kala, and they gave the chasan kala the whole shtot. And they gave her the pundik also, the hotel. And then the pizza, the lady, gave the kala $1,000, a payment for the thing that the rabbi did. Rebbe Abdelmelech said, he told his talmidim, take a look how the Yevsha has achmonisov and the Yosef and the Yosema. And Rabbi Naftali says, take a look at Rebbe Abdelmelech, tzadik goizva, kodesh boch mekayim. Rebbe Abdelmelech didn't know how he was going to get the city, how he was going to get the kfar, and I didn't know how I was going to get this thing, but I threw myself into Rebbe Abdelmelech's hands, and take a look, tzadik goizva, kodesh boch mekayim. There was a moiri dikik zed at that time about hachnosis kala. It was a terrible gzedis, and Rebbe Abdelmelech tried to be mavatal gzedah, and he wasn't mavatal gzedah. The taxes were going weiter and weiter until his talmidim were makabling themselves to marry off Nochamala Chosna Nakala, Yosem and Yosema, and they were zecha for everything. They mamish were zecha for everything. And not only were they zecha for everything, the gzedah was in his battle. And that's how the story ends. The Chosna Kala, they went with the money that was given to them. They bought a dira. They mamish, they lived like a prince and a princess. They were very, very rich in Kol Yemeihem. From this story, we see a gevaldik zach. What it means, Mesilas Nefesh. What it means, Mesilas Nefesh, to help a yid, it's a brach and a yid. When a yid is helpless, a yid has no eitzid, he can't get out of the matzav. And so many nemtzachunta, just help. And the Eibusha will help you. Just help and the Eibusha will help you. It says many, many times, you just have to stick out your hand. Just stick out your hand that you want to help. What does it say? Vatishlach ha-samosa. What did Basi Bas Parei? She wanted to help Moshe. She saw a little baby crying. How many feet was he away? 60 feet, 100 feet away? And she sticks out his hand. How could you stick out your hand? You know your hand can't reach the middle of the yam. But you do whatever you can. If you do whatever you can, then the Eibusha helps you. B'derech Nes. Take a look. Rebbe Abdelmelech, he did whatever he can. He says, I want to give a city. That's what I want to do. Only he's such a big tzaddik that could say such a plaitas hapeh. And the Eibusha is makayim. Because tzaddik goes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu makayim. But for us, it's a bully de kalimud. Many times, you have to help somebody. And when you have to help somebody, you just throw yourself into the zach. And the Eibusha always helps. It's in Svarim, in the Mabit, it says, Vayig balibay b'darki Hashem. Gaiva, you're not allowed to have. But when it comes b'darki Hashem, to nem zechunta, to do something, Vayig balibay b'darki Hashem, you have to have gaiva. You're going to do such a gevaldik zach. I'll never forget, Rav Yankiv Galinsky once told me, the Ponte Vizhirov once told him that after the 6 million Yidden got killed out, his very tzibroch and all his friends was killed out, and all the yeshivas were killed out, and he was so tzibroch, and he came to Eretz Yisrael. He was in Bnei Brak, and Bnei Brak was just full of mountains and the hills and forests and land. There was no houses, there was nothing there. And the Ponte Vizhirov stood with somebody, says, over here it's going to be a big yeshiva. And over here is going to be this dormitory. And over here I'm going to make, on this mountain I'm going to make this. And they said they're going to take the Ponte Vizhirov. They took him to a doctor. Because they felt that he wasn't normal. How could a guy, you're sitting in an open field. You say, okay, here I'm going to do this. The person didn't have a penny to his name. And look what the Ponte Vizhirov did. He just stuck out his hand. And look what the Eibishter made. He made Ponte Vizhirov. He made the whole dynasty now from Bnei Brak, how it's flourishing, and how the whole Welt, the whole Bria has told you about what goes on in Bnei Brak and in the Ponte Vizhirov Yeshiva. President Bush, when Rav Shach spoke his drasha, Rav Yankiv Galinsky told me this. He had two people standing. It was on television. He had two people standing by both sides of him. One of them a targum in Yiddish and one of them a targum in Ivrit. That whatever language that Rabbi Shach speaks, he'll have someone right away to tell him what language, to touch up the drasha from this old rabbi, the Zokin. Jetzt stell sich vor, was tut sich ab. Die ganze Welt ist toll, was der Rafshach sagt. It's mighty dick in the world. All this Bnei Brak. Who built up the whole Bnei Brak? Who built up Panovich? One person. A person that they took him to a hospital. After the war, they said that Nebuchadnezzar lost his das. And what did he say? Here, I'm going to build a yeshiva. Here, I'm going to do this. He said, I'm going to build a Grodno. And I'm going to build a Kletz. And I'm going to build all yeshivas for all my friends. Nebuchadnezzar, I'll build a yeshiva on each one's name. And I'll build a Panovich. He says, if you ever see a Meshulah for Panovich, you should know that he's a Ganef. Because there's no such thing as a Ganef. I'll make Panovich self-supporting. And that's what he did. He built houses. And the houses support itself. And the houses support the yeshiva. He brought out the whole real estate and he made it so self-supporting. There's no such thing as a collection for Panovich. Panovich carries itself. And this one person did it. Rabbi Yosef Kahneman, the Panovich Rav. How? He stuck out his hand. Hashachal Hashem Yehov Choy. Leave it on the Eibshter. You just have to be Mishtadl. If you Mishtadl as much as you can, the Eibshter helps you. The Eibshter helps you when you try your best. When you try your best, the Eibshter helps you with everything. And it is that way. It always is that way. A person has to throw himself into the Eibshter's hand. You try as much as you can, and then you Matzliach. Many times you want to do a project and you feel you don't have the kelim for it, you don't have the koiches. But if you try as much as you can, even though it's an impossibility, you stick out your hand, then the Eibush always helps you. Have iron cutlets, a chunta genoma, to bring tide into America. America is such a pusta land. It's a miasa land. It's a land of taiva. It's a land of kinna. It's a land of money. It's a land of oilam hazeh. The stipler so much was against America. He said, it's a land that's the Kulei Olam Hazeh. Kulei Olam Hazeh. And here Avaron was planted in America to turn over America, that there should be koilels and yeshivas, and the Torah should flourish all over again, that 20,000 people should end up coming in Madison Square Garden saying, Amen Yehesh Mein Abba, to be Messiah Shas, thousands of people together. Who did that? Avaron Kotler is a frail man. How tall was Avaron Kotler? He was a short person. And how much could he do? He wasn't a strong person. And look what he did. He fought as much as he can with his hands. He stuck out his hands as hard and as far as he can, and look what the Eibshter put into his hands. He gave him the whole Torah of America. Take a look at the Satmarov, the same idea. The Satmarov knew how much Kedusha and Torah there was in the olden days in Poland and in Hungary, how the Yidden didn't have any Shaykhs to the Goyim, those Helike Yidden. And now he came to America, this Treif and Mia Salan. How is a Shaykh? Who's going to bring Kedusha and Torah into America? You took one person, a Satmarov, someone that lost everything into the war, everything he lost except for one daughter, and then she died in America. At Gibliban Einar Alain Midgonish. What did he do? Look what he built up. Everybody knows the Helikus Kol Rebbe once said, there's a lot of Rebbes in America, but who's the Tziner of all the Rebbes? Who does everybody get Tashpah? He said on the Satmarov. He said this while the Satmarov was alive. The Kol Rebbe was very great. There were a lot of great tzaddikim, but everybody said, who was the Rebbe of all the Rebbes? The Satmarov. And the Satmarov, he wasn't a strong person. He was a frail person. He was a weak person. He was a sick person. He was a person that had a stroke, but he stuck out his hand. He did as much as he can. And the Abish to help them, and look what was built up with Satma and so many other chassidus that continued. I remember when I was in Williamsburg, when I was a kid, I grew up in Williamsburg, and there wasn't so many people that were chassidus people, shemzach, a lot of people went over the war, they came across the war, a lot of people were hiding the payas, they were hiding the beard. The Satmarov once, there was a bocher that was down for the yom, and he was hiding his payas, he put his hand by his ear, and pulled down his payas, he says, what's the shemzach, the bistayid? You have payas, keep it out. Be proud that you're a Yid. Don't be nichna to treif in America. And look what the Satmarov did in Avaron Kotler. These are two giants that did all this work. How did they do it? They were such, basically, physically, such small people. But look what they did with the moiridik afanem, the moiridik abren. You do whatever you can and the Eibshter helps you. The Zelbezach, the story from Rebbe Rabbi the Melech. You do whatever you can. You know there's a Yosemite, Yosemite that needs help. You stick out your hand and the Eibshter helps you. It's all that way. It's that way in everything. Many times you have a piece of Gemara, it's a very hard piece of Gemara. How am I going to tackle it? How am I going to do it? You do whatever you can, and then the Eibshter helps you. The Gemara says, a Chochem. How does a Chochem learn Torah? A Ksil looks at the Torah, he says, oh, there's so much Torah, how could I ever finish it? I can't finish Shas. The Chochem says, no, Shnei Halachas Hayoyim, V'Shnei Halachas Lamocha, and then V'Nimtza Yedea Kol HaTorah Kula. All you do is do a little bit at a time. What do? Just two Halachas a day. What's two Halachas? It's a joke. Anybody could do that. But then if you keep doing that, a little bit, what's just in your hands, and then the Eibishter helps you weiter and weiter, and it's Nimshach Yemoridik Matzliach. I want to tell you an important word. This is my eingefallen in the Gemara in Brachas Tafnun Ches. Rab Sheshes was blind. Rab Sheshes Aginohava. He was blind. And one day, everybody said that the Melech was coming. Everybody's coming to be Makabal Ponim the Melech. So Rab Sheshes went together with them. And Rab Sheshes was blind, but he was going together. Somebody was holding his hand. They were going to be Makabal Ponim the Melech. So a Tzedaki saw him. So Tzedaki, a wisecrack. Tzedaki was a Yid, but he didn't believe in Torah Shavah Peh. So he had a billig look on Tamir Chachomim. So he tells Rab Sheshes, he says, I understand where A top, a pot, a barrel goes to the water because the barrel can be filled up with water. But a broken barrel, why does the broken barrel go to the water? In other words, Bishlam and me, I could see. But you're blind. What are you going to see? The king? You can't see the king. You're like a broken barrel. Why are you going to the water? Oh, my lady, Rav Sheshi says, Tochazi, come, I'll show you. The Adina Tveminoch, come, I'll show you that I know more than you. Then Dr. Gemara, all of a sudden, the first troops came. The troops were coming, there was such a tumult. So then the Tzedakah was saying, oh, the king is here. Rav Sheshi says, no, the king is not here. Then it came the second Chol of Gunda Tinyana. The second troops came, and the Tzedakah was yelling, oh, Hashta Kosi Malcha, now the king is here. Rav Sheshi says, no, the king is not here. Then the third troop, then everything got quiet. So then Rav Sheshi says, now the king is here. Omalei Ahu Tzedakah, so the Tzedakah said, how did you know when the king is coming? See, he says, I know it's a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Melachim. It says, Seiv amadata behol lefnei Hashem, vihine Hashem oivev ruach gdoyle v'chozok, מפורק הולם ומשבר סלויים לפני השם, לא ברוח השם ואחרש, ואחר רוח הרש, לא ברש השם ואחרש האש, לא באש השם ואחר אש כל דמו מדקה. It says that first there was a big rizik, a tumult, the Abish was magal himself, a certain amount of light from the Shechina came out to a Novi, and it said first before the Shechina was magal himself, was such a tumult, and then afterwards it was a curl d'mo medaka, and then the Abish was in his gala. So that's what Shesha says, that's how I know when the king came. The king doesn't come with the big tumult, the king is there, only with simple, when it's curl d'mo medaka. Then the Abshay says, he benched the king, and then the Abshashis looked at the Tzedaki, Vanas Bagashal at Tzomis, and he was managed at Tzedaki for what he did. What does it say in this Gemara? This Gemara tells a gewaldige Yesod. You know how you could reach the Melech? You know how the Melech appears to you? First is a Rizik, a Tumul, and then it's called the Mamadaka. When you start any mitzvah, when you start any Avodas Hashem, you can't go through it like a gentleman. You have to go with a gewaldige blend, a gewaldige Hislavas, a gewaldige Hislavas. With such a fat name, with so much noise and such a tumult. And then afterwards, you settle down all your koiches, and then you're quiet, and then you're zoiche. I'll give you a few examples. In the beginning of Yecheskel, you have the same thing. Yecheskel describes in the first pasuk, the first capital in Yecheskel, and so many times Rashi says, Osel his boinim a pasuk zeh. You're not allowed to think about this pasuk, it's so deep. And then the pasuk describes, V'luach se'ola bo, and then V'esh mislakachas, V'noigel o'isovav, describing what Yecheskel saw. The Mayra Nevuah, how fearful it was, and how fearful it was, noid of oyim, until at the end it says, V'epol alponei V'esh mekoil medapi. He fell on his face and just heard a simple coil talking. After the whole tumult, then the Yabish is in Skala and describes in the Parichas how Avraham Avinu went. He went from Ur Kasdan and he made din. He was Alech Dinimom. He was making debates and was fighting against the Goyim. And he was breaking the Tzlomim. And he was telling them everything was Avoy Dezora. And he was fighting with everybody. And he was breaking and smashing. He made such a Rizik tumult. And then they took him and they threw Avraham into the Kibshan Aish. He was Nitzel. And the Kol Ha'Bekol God L'chol Oilam. He made such a tumult. L'haydiyam Shiyesha Malaka. Echol L'chol Oilam. V'loy Royu Lava. He made such a Rizik tumult. And the Rambam describes where he was Mahalach V'Koyrim Makabit Ma'om. Me'ir le'ir mamloch le'mamloch until he came to Eretz Canaan, and then he told everybody his name. Made such a moedig tumult, and then what does it say? By Yitzchok, by Yeshav, Yitzchok malame demazir. Avraham made the Rizik tumult, but what did Yitzchok? Yitzchok went simple. The first thing in any avodas Hashem you always have to do is you make a Rizik, a gevaldike involvement with Rizik tumult, and once you make the Rizik tumult, then stille hate you could be zeicher for everything. A lot of people don't understand why you have to make it easy to tumble in the spilus. How do we daven? First, by Halukas, your boys never saw it. The way the Satmarov, I remember I once saw the Satmarov daven. Oh, Vaidavi stab Mincha, up and back, Vaidavi Hashem said Kabonus. Like a lion, he got out. You know, the man didn't sleep in the bed the whole week. Got out of his seat, walking up and back, roaring like a lion, Kabonus. But then afterwards, Shemineser still a hate. So why do you have to roar? Why don't you say everything quiet? Because the goof doesn't want to go along. The goof is fanuma with such silly things. The goof is so verspilled with narishkeit. The goof is such a baby. The goof is such a silly thing. It plays around with such narishkeit and the goof laughs when you tickle it. It's so foolish, the goof. It's so silly. So how do you get this stupid goof involved? You have to go with a murder to get slavas, with a murder to get brand. And once you have everything facing the right direction, the curl the momadaka yizurcha. Yizurcha is still a hate. And that's why many times in that davening, you see Rabdov davening, he's davening, moira dike slavas. But Shimonesa, it's quiet. That's the way it goes. You have to get involved. The whole goof has to go with. You have to daven. I remember when I was a Rebbe here in Adelphi, I took my class to see Rav Fishel Hershkowitz, one of the greatest dayorim in Williamsburg. See the person davening, throws himself by davening. My moidim is his regular way, the way he shakes like that. He throws himself by tefillin. And then afterwards, he davenes Shimonesa Ruyig. You get the whole goof involved. Once the whole goof is involved, when you have to do a mitzvah, you have to have a big fanem, but you have to go with the goof, get involved with all the slavas. That makes the goof, you reprogram your goof, because the goof is schlepping you into different directions, but you have to be involved with your goof, and that's how you zoicha, by getting a mulidike in slavas. The Gemara says in Brachas Tafei, the boys that learn Brachas, it's such a beautiful zach. The Bochum finished him, sech, it's a mulidike zach. You remember the Gemara in Tafei, Omer Ablevi Bachoma, Omer Abshimim Melokish, Lyoilum Yagiz Odom Yetzatoiva Yetzahora. So Krashi Shiyasa Mulchomim Yetzahara. You have to make a Mulchoma with your Yetzahara. It doesn't help. You can't just psychologically analyze Dortin Yetzahora. And you have to make a Muridik. The one of the Gleisim Mashkichen, I think, was, Rableib Chasman, was once walked into the base medish, was Musa Seder. And he sees the way somebody's learning Musa, he's going, ay, 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 and he's singing. Rableib comes in, I say, that's the Tzah, Ganav. This is the way you talk to a guy's a Ganav, you break him apart. You learn Musa with a Muridik of Hanem, with a brand, with his slivers. And that's how you Zoicha to get involved, to get your goof to face the right direction. The goof is so silly. You know, Neshama's Avada facing the right direction. But the goof is not. And who's the melech of the person? The goof or the Neshama? So you have to turn around the goof. So how do you turn around the goof? Turn it around like a lion and yell at the goof. And do a slav with some freedom of chom, and that's how you zoicha. Then afterwards, your neshama has the curl, the momadaka, the neshama zoicha for everything still laid. But you have to do it with a gewaldike zah, gewaldike slavas. Dover amelech fear the moiridikul mechoma. And then afterwards, what does it say in the pasuk in Tilim? It says in Kepilim Ayin Gimel, pasuk Chavov, kola sheiri ulevavi tzu levavi v'chelki lekim liyolam. Dovra Melech said, where did he find Hashem? He found him through Levavi, Liban Shal Yisrael. Dovra Melech found the Yabisha right in his heart. He feared such a Melchoma. The Shami tells us Dovra Melech made such a Melchoma. Libi Chol Bekirbi. He killed his Yitzhak hard. He fought so much. He made such a Melchoma with so many Segufim, so many Tanesim. And so Dovra Melech, the way the Gemara describes his precious Moilim Hazeh, he was Noin of Oyim. And then where did he find the Yabisha? Right here in his heart. After the whole tumul, he's right next to you, he's in that coil, you'll meet him shtilahei. But you have to make that tumul. And if you make the tumul, then you're zoicha for everything. The Pasuk in Mishlei tells us, Chav Dalad, Kisheva Yipel Tzadik Vikom. The Tzadik has to fall down 7 times, and then afterwards Vikom, he gets up. Let's say you want to be Matzliach, you try learning, it doesn't go. So you fall down. So what, you close your Gemara, you walk away? Oh no, it doesn't work that way. Fira Mechoma, Sheva Yipel Tzadik Vikom. Nochamol, Nochamol, Nochamol. After the 7th time, we have a haftocha from Shlomo HaMelech, Sheva Yipel Tzadik Vikom. After 7 times, you won't have any more tzad, the Yabesh will give it to you still ahead. But you have to fear that Mechoma. You have to fear that Mechoma, and then you zoicha for everything. And that's the secret of the Nasa V'Nishma. Everybody is the kasha, what's Nasa V'Nishma? What's the secret of Nasa V'Nishma? It says, this is what Malochim, this is the secret of everything, Klaus HaVazeich of everything. You know what Nasa means? I'm going to do when you make a tumul, man. You get involved with the whole Asiya. Then afterwards, Nishma. Okay, now what do you want I should do? First you come with a Rizika Asiya, with a Rizika tumul. And then you get your goof involved facing the right direction. Then Nishma, then Hashem gives you everything. And that's why the Chazal say, the Gemara in Shabbos, the famous Gemara in Shabbos Peches, the guy saw it over. He says, I'm a Peziza, the Kadmisu, Pamaychalud, Naichu. Your mouth jumps ahead of your ear, you're not listening to what you're saying. First you say Nasa, and then you say Nishma, and the Rova said, that's Klai Yisrael, because we know the secret. Goyim, the intellectual Goyim, they never have any slivers. You mach Shimon v'zichrom, you ever walk into a church, you should never walk into a church. A church, still, quiet, no one's allowed to do this, no, 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 you know, no. But by us, the yeshiva said, koch. And a goyish library, still silence, do not make any noise. You have to walk into base medish. Mahagitzich, the banging on the standers and making so many noise. What's the word? The goy have no shaykhs, the goof never gets involved. Aristotle, remember I told you 1,000 times, he eats like a behemoth. When I eat, I'm not Aristotle, because the goof is not involved. Aristotle maybe had a big cup, but his goof, he was mamash a behemoth. Esav's cup, takin the Morris HaMachpelah. But Esav's goof, outside, out to Harseir. It doesn't belong in the Morris HaMachpelah. His goof is nothing. His goof is not worth anything. His goof can't be together with the Oves. A goy's goof is nothing. They don't know that the goof has to get involved. But we're Yidden, our goof gets involved in every single mitzvah. We have mitzvahs, L'shabedeh, hands, the Shabbat the feet, the Shabbat our eyes and our ears, our nose and our mouth and our hair, and everything, how you're supposed to cut your nails, why we have dinim on the goof. The goof has to get involved. And if the goof gets involved, then your neshama is just waiting for the tzul of Avi. The Eibshter loves us and he wants us to be matzliach. We just have to face the right direction. And by facing the right, by just doing whatever you can with your ganzen hearts, and that's what we were zeichen parshas mishpotim. Vayikach sefer avis, vayikra b'ozni om, vayoyimu kol ha-shadibu la-Hashem, naaseh v'nishma. We were zeichen, we know the secret, we yidden. The secret is naaseh v'nishma. If we have naaseh, then we'll be zeichen v'nishma. The goyim don't have it. The goof is not involved. Look what it says in Perik Ovis, in Pirkei Ovis, in Perik Vov. Shonu chachomim bul shoyin ha-mishneh. The chachomim told us a price in the Lashon of a Mishneh. Boruch shebocha bohem u'b'mishnosom. Kibbutz is the Yevshi, he chose Bohem, the Talmid HaChachom, and the Mishnasim, and what they learned. By us, the goof of a Talmud Chochem is so helik. The stipulous goof is Kula Yoyim HaKodesh, it's the Chazay Helik. Why? Because the goof wasn't Gansim Meshubit. The Samarov's goof wasn't Gansim Meshubit. Rabbi's goof wasn't Gansim Meshubit. The Tanoim, Vamaroim, the Goyim, the Baal Shem Tov, all the Tzadikim, the goof was involved in Avodas Hashem. It wasn't Stamazoi. By Goyim, even the Gres, the Goy, the goof is not involved. By us, the goof is involved. We know Nasa Venishma. To do his slav is with a brand, with a fire, with a fanem. Then your goof is facing, and then the Eibshter gives everything to the person. That's how we could understand. It says that Rambam says in Hilchas Melachim, in Perik Ches at the end, he says, if a guy is makabel the seven mitzvahs, and he's nizer, has harezim mechsida umas ha'olam, and he has olam haba. But he says, v'hu shi yikabel ha'isam, mepnei shetziva behem ha'kodesh baruch hu b'toyra. When the guy wants to be zeicher for anything, he has to do it on the third of the guy. And sometimes like the guy is an intellectual guy, he's not going to be zeicher. He's got to have an inyan of guf involved, like the third is machayev, otherwise the guy is not zeicher. And that's why we daven that way. We daven that way, we first start with Birchas HaShachar. Birchas HaShachar, the Rav Yankov Endman explains, it's like you're walking into the Ezes Noshim. Parashas HaKedah is like you're walking into Ezes Yisrael. Say the Havoida, the whole Havoida, the Havoida's Kavanis is like Ezes Kahanim. Then you say from Baruch Sha'oman, Hoidu, that's like you're walking into the Ulam. Birchas Yotze Oyn is like you're walking into the Heichel. Then Shemoyne Esrin Yon Koyish Kadoshim. Koyish Kadoshim. But how did you get to the Koyish Kadoshim? Halukos, you say the Halukos with a blend. You say Baruch Ato Hashem, you say with the blend, all the Birchas Hashach, you say with the Gevalik Yislavas. And when you do that, your mom is Zeuchah for everything. And that's really what happened by Kabbalah Satoida. How are we Zeuchah for the Toida? Look what the Pasuk says in Parshas Yisrei. Vahi Bayom HaShlishi B'yois. There was an onan covered alor with kol shayf chazik ma'od vayechad kol ha'am asher b'machne. There was such a tumult, the yidden were terrified. And it says vayechad kol ha'or ma'od. It says, and the goyin says if it ever says ma'od, it means b'li gvul and b'li tachlis. What the Torah calls ma'od, the whole bria was trembling when the Yevish gave the Torah. And the Chazal says, what does it mean kol ha'kolis? What does it mean? It says vayi kolis. So the Mechilta says, it was koyle koyles, it wasn't only one sound. There was koyle koyles, and when it says brokim, birkei brokim, amini brokim, mishurim zemezeh. You ever sometimes see a lightning that scares the daylights out of you? It's such a, like a green lightning, a yellow lightning, it's such a pach, and they kept on coming with different colors. It was such a shturm, but Matan Torah was noyde v'oyim. And it says, vait, it says in the Mechilta, in the beginning of Yisroi, it says, b'shoh shenit netoyle yisrael, zoh kol malchi adoma me'echoleim. All the people, all the kings in the whole planet Earth were trembling. That's how much the whole planet was shaking. And it says in Vayta in the Sifri in Zayis HaBrochem, Kishenigla HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'tein Torah Yisrael, Hirish Es Ha'olam Kuli HaYoshvav Shenema Koyel HaShem Al HaMayim Eila HaKovet Hirim. The Yevishah made such a rizik atumul that he wants the whole goof, the whole world to get involved. When the Yevishah wants to give us Torah, it's not Stamazah he's giving us Torah, Sichlius to Gazach, only with the cup. You do Torah with the ganze bria that has to go along with it. And that's why the Pasuk says, Vayisyatzvu besachtes ha'ol. So the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that peiches, that melamed shakof aleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu sahar ki gigus. He turned over the whole thing like a big barrel over the Yidden. And he told, if you're not going to be makabel the Torah, shom teik ferashchem. The Yidden were terrified. Shom teik ferashchem, amanut fan toit. They were so terrified, they were trembling, they were shaking. Why? Because the Yevishah wanted the whole goof to get involved. And that's why it says in Pasuk, Vayechrat kol ahor ma'oid. It says, Be'esh, V'yal Hashem. It says, Mipnei, V'har Sinai oshon kulu v'nei asher yored alav Hashem. Be'esh. The Yevishah came down with fire. Torah isn't just a sichli, it's the gazach. It came down with such a muyadikir slavus, the whole bria was trembling. And it says, the Ramban describes over there, he says, when the Yidden were atach the Sa'or, they were looking from Allah's height, and they were so falorin, so tzebrochen. And v'cholid ha'or atzmoy. The heart itself started trembling. It was such a trembler that was going on in Maimed Har Sinai. And Ad Kerekach, it says in the Mechilta, that the horim over the ganze Bria were misrashim, v'hagvois mispoitetois. All the hills were trembling. There was one hill that was staying straight. The whole Bria, the whole tremble, the whole planet Earth was shaking from Alazaitin. And Ad Kerekach, when Klai Sov, the Yevish was about to start, it says, Nafshi yotze b'dabra imoi. It says that Pochen Ishmosem, the Neshamas fell out of the Yidin. It was Noir v'oyim, the koilis went. And it says, and v'cholam roinus ha-koilis, Rashi says, Reinus Anishmam, there was no barriers. You saw the word. How could you see word? L'chari only here. But there was such a rash, such a tumult. There was no Revoim that you ended up seeing. And then the Lapidim, and it goes Chazal after Chazal describing. But then finally at the end, the Medrash says, but at the very moment when the Eibishter was about to say, Anoich Hashem Lekecho, Omer Abavu, Omer Ab Yochanan, Kishonos Na'akodesh Baruch Hu, Sa'atari Le'Yisrael, when he gave it to them, Tzipra Loi Tzavach, Oif Loi Porach, Shor Loi Noah, Oifanam Loi Ofu, Srofam Loi Omer Shir, everything was quiet. There was such a neuroistical tumult. But at the moment when the Eibishter said, Anoich Hashem Lekecho, there was a coiled moment that was such a dead silence, it was frightful. Because that is the message. This is how you coin the Torah. This is the secret of the kinyan of Torah. Nasa before the Nishma. You get involved, you get fashvitz, you get so to listen, and you lose your chushim, and then afterwards it comes so gling through Lavovi, the Abish is right in your heart. And that's a Moridika secret. You have to realize it in everything that you do, kol davaruchni that you do. The Satan is smarter than you. The Satan is so smart. He's a melech zokn v'ksil. He's smart. But we know the secret how to fool this melech zokn v'ksil. The way we do it is with a spilus. You start with a Moridika spilus. Nasa v'nishma, you get involved. If let's say you don't want to go to Minyan, you're tired, you don't want to, you get upset, I'm going to Minyan. Once you give a Gesha, I'm going to Minyan, then Behechich you're going to do it. Because your goof is facing that. Try it. Let's say you're late, let's say you're someone that sleeps a lot, and then all of a sudden the Becker comes, now you're too lazy, give a Gesha. I'm going to Minyan. All of a sudden you'll see, you'll get up. It says in Shulchan Aruch, he's Gaber Kari. The Mashkiach said that my Rebbe told me that they were once by Rabbi Yeruchim's room in the dormitory, Rabbi Yeruchim, his Mashkiach in Mir. And they heard the way he's getting up, he's going, he's like, like that, roaring, like, what was he making a joke? But he got involved. It says, Yiskaber Kari, Shamzachnish, get up, Kari. Get up, Yaleib, give a tansarei some bed, and then the whole day will go so easy. You'll have the curl, the momadaka, just make your good face the right direction. It's a moiri de kazach, it goes on and on, it's very late now. But that's really why we needed chippozen. When we got out of Mitzrayim, what was the chippozen? What's the whole tumult? Take us out, Rui Gehate, what do we need the whole tzora? And the posik says in Devarim, in Parshas Re'eh, and it also says in Parshas Boy, keep your chippozen, we went out of Mitzrayim. What do we need the chippozen for? The reason why we need the chippozen, because that's how you zoicha. You zoicha when you have chippozen with the tumult, you'll fabrend the ganze tzadara. Nothing stands in your way. You just loichem and loichem, and then you could stand up against anything. I'll never forget it. Just recently, there was a maestro, Moshe Abakam Yam was nifta. Somebody had tremendous talmud chacham that suffered a lot all his life. And then somebody called me up. I was sitting in my house with my chavrus, and somebody calls me up. It was about 11:30. He says, Moshe Abba's in his room. He was nifta. He was there, found dead in his room. So I asked the guy, so who's being metopolis? He says, well, they're going to make levaya, they're going to bury him in Lakewood. So then I ran to yeshiva, and I met the person that was in the Chavik Kadesh. What do you do? Is they're preparing now, they're going to take him out, they're going to make the Torah right away, they're going to make the levaya, we're going to bury him in Lakewood. So I said, how can you do that? Why can't we give Ramosha Abba the biggest matona? Let's give him Eretz Yisrael, let's give him a matona. He was Nebuchadnezzar, a person, 72 years old, he never got married. And such a tzabruch, and he was such a goyin at one time. Why can't we give him that? And then the person says, why? Everybody said, no, everybody said this. You can't take mama from the tzibur. You can't do it. You have to give the... So then I said, no, that's it. We're taking him to Eretz Yisrael. They said, no, you can't do it. And then I said, no, that's it. I said, we're taking him to Eretz Yisrael. And I was fighting against the Hanolsa Yeshiva, against my... Everybody! I got phone calls. Everybody... I said, no, he's taking him to Eretz Yisrael. They said, of course, over $10,000. I'm paying for it. No problem. I was loichim everybody. I didn't care. I said, Moshe Abba is going to Eretz Yisrael. And I was fighting with the Chevek Kadisha, and a few Ashirim called me up. They were yelling at me, what's this chutzpah? You're taking money from the tzibah? Nobody has to give me a penny. Don't give me your money. If they have dinish nish dein geld, Moshe Abba is going to Eretz Yisrael. And I called up one person. I told him, Hezekiah, this is the last thing we can do for Moshe Abba. I need money. The guy says, $1,000. Call up the next guy, Hezekiah, Moshe Abba. We have to give him this matoni. He was nifta. $1,000. Then I sent my shvog, go see what you can do in yeshiva. You know what came in? Within hours it came in right away, $8,000. From yeshiva, cash, cold cash. $8,000. We have so much money that was just everybody gave. Sure, why don't we give them the matana? Everybody gave this beautiful matana to Rav Moshe Abba. They buried him in Har Zeisim, in such a chosh of a place. And people will be mavaka the nifta, be mavaka the kever, and be mispal, be a mulyadikas chus. I stood against anybody and I was zoyche. It's not gaiv, it's just simple. When you know you have to do a mitzvah, you know what you're doing is right, it makes no difference who's against you. Go with a shturim. No, stick out your hand, the apes. I even have an extra $1,000. Have an extra over the $1,200. I have $1,200. I don't even know what to do with it. I have to call Rabbi Belsky. What do we do in case we had extra money? We'll go if it's stuck. And now we have an extra $1,200. What should I do with the money? You have a bunch of extra money. That's how much money came in. And by the Levaya Goof in New York, people gave me money. Money came in. I was zekah like that. Well, it was one day's work. We made $12,000. It was a joke. It was more than 12. How much did it cost? Because we had to pay over here and we had to pay there. It was expenses in New York and in Lakewood. But it was a surplus of money. Liyah kesev, liyah zov, zok the Abraham. The geld is mine. Whenever you need money for mitzvah, I'll take care of it. You stick out your hand as much as you can, as far as you can, and the Abraham will help you. And it's a moyadikah yisod, and it's a moyadikah thing of life. Because many times people think it's impossible, it's impossible. I told you, many times I'm a shamish talmid chachom. I asked them, one of the big gadol, I asked a lot of them, I asked four of them so far. How did you get to where you got? I asked big, the answers that they gave me, each one was moyadikah. I once asked one gadol, how did you get to where you got? See, then when he answered me, he says, well, you see where I am, I'm nowhere. Okay, with all that, now I tell him 30 illuminated sorrows. You know what he told me? He says, Ichtap afilo of gleich event. Even if there's a wall, it's a wall, which I do, there's a wall there, I go anyway. I go, I lean, I push, I climb this, I go. And that's how he was zoicha. And it's true, he was zoicha for everything. And that's how you zoicha. You go even if there's a wall, but you do whatever's in your hands. You go with a nasa and then the Abish will give you everything. The tool of Ovi that's in Yiddish hearts, the Abish will give you everything. He'll give you everything. Just stick out your hand to the Abish and says, please help me. This is what I want to do and I'm going to go no matter what. Even if everybody's against me, everybody. What did Avraham Avinu do by the Akedah? The Akedah, we're living, we're existing, we're breathing air in the schus of the Akedah. What did Avraham do? He went against the Sultan. He made a big yam over there. He made a dirt in the Atlantic Ocean. Avraham walks in till there's water, till his nose, and then all of a sudden it disappears. Of course, it's only a sudden. It's a Yetzer Hara that's trying to stir you up. You have to keep on going weiter and weiter. Don't be nicht and don't be afraid of anything. I just want to tell you, it's now with Ben Azmanim. The Zman command is over, and some of your boys are going to camp. Some of you maybe have jobs. You have to remember that you're carrying on your back the sign Adelphia. You're Adelphia Yeshiva boys. A yeshiva bocha is a different level. There are a lot of people in the Welt. The most important people in the Welt are the Yidden. In the Yidden, there are a lot of Yidden in the Welt. The most important people in the Yidden are the Bochrim and the Talmid Chachomim that sit and learn Torah. You boys are from the most important people in the Welt. Anybody that learns Torah today is so chavav and so valuable to the Eibishter. The Eibishter counts every word that you say. It means a lot to him. He doesn't have too much to spare. Remember, 6 million Yidden got killed out, and the Goyim still want to do the rest. You don't know what Kufa we're living in. The Goyim are smashing the Jewish graves all over the place. The anti-Semitism is starting now with such a sin against the Yidden. But we're going to keep on going. We're going to outlive them. We're all going to outlive them, because Mizani Yidden. Yidden is the starkste Zach, the starkste Koyach in the world. There's no such thing that a Yid gets verloren, no matter all the anti-Semitism and the whole Bria. But we know the Sod, we're going to continue, Am Yisrael Chai. We're going to continue again, weiter and weiter. So you have to know now is the summertime. You're a Yid. You know you're carrying on your shoulders, on your back, the name Adelphi Yeshiva. Not only you're a Yid, but you're a Bocher that's sitting and learning Torah. You're very Chovav to the Eibishter. And in fact, you're a Ben Yeshiva. And the Adelphi has a Gevaldik Hashem. And you can't be Mavazad Hashem. You have to keep it on the high, high level that the Yeshiva is on. And anything you do, you have to remember people look at you. Just want to tell you a few things that's important. Please, Rav Dov, just give me the shush, just another 2 minutes. One thing is you have to remember driving. It bothers me a lot. When Bochrim that drive, that they speed. It's not a chokhmah. Speeding is not a joke. I was once driving with somebody and he told me that Yankov Kamenetsky said if you go over the speed limit that they're kaveya, you're going out of the Hanhoges HaTeva. And then you need more schusim. If you live in the Hanhoges HaTeva, then there's a certain shmita that you have. But now if you're going into Mahalach of Ness, who says you deserve such a Ness? So don't go over the speed limit. Because if you go out of the speed limit, you need a Ness. So don't fool around with Nisim, because not everybody is Zoych of a Nisim. It's not a chokhmah. Never, there's always a labor shop in, it shouldn't happen this year, there's always accidents. In the summertime, in the Chodesh of Av, in the 3 weeks, it's a big sakona at that time. Yeah, remember, you boys that have license, those that have license, don't speed. And if there's a Wilde Chaya that's driving, get out of the car. Just get out of the car. I once did that. Someone was giving me a drive, a lift from Philadelphia back to Lakewood, and he was going about 80 miles an hour. I asked him, please, to stop the car, and I went out. I got back to Lakewood, but I went out of the car. You don't know what it means. You're fooling around with your lives. Do not speed. Do not speed. It's a sakonah. It's mamshes sakonahs nefoshes. A different thing you have to remember. Like we told you tonight, there's a goof and there's a neshama and a neshama's helik. But the goof is always pulling to a different direction, and you have to control it with a gavalik yaspilus. A thing that's machlish the goof, that brings the goof down, is bad friends. Many times a guy has the right haskofas. He knows what's right. You really know what's right. Abayi Lapyan says, V'yadata hayoyim v'hashavoy selvavecha. He said, the v'yadata hayoyim come out, everybody has. But the hashavoy selvavecha, just to put it into your hearts, and frizach that way, that's a little bit hard. But we're yeshiva people, and we really know what's right, what's wrong, more or less. Our problem is hashavoy selvavecha. And many times you have a bad friend. A bad friend, chas v'sholom, can influence a person and make him sway and go into such nourish things, and the person has such regret afterwards, but then he gets caught in a loch and he can't get out. Watch your friends. Keep away from bad friends. Everybody wants to be with the boys and be with the gang and having a good time. It's important. You should do that, Taka. But remember, just pick out good friends and be together with the good friends. Different thing, I told you this every time at the end of Zman. I'll never forget this, the list from the letzter drushes I heard from Abshnei Zechon Levrocha. And one Nila, he finished speaking, that was his best drush of the year, right before Nila. And once, right after Nila, right before they started Ma'ariv, Abshnei clapped on the bima, and he said he had something to say for the tzibur, which he never did. Every tzatech, the tzibur, he never would be, but he said this was important. He said he wanted to say one thing to everybody. And he said like this, I'll never, it made such a rush of the fact that he forgot to say it then. And he said it afterwards, it made such an impact on the olam. He said, a yeshiva man, this we spoke to Lakewood, a yeshiva man should make a kabbalah that every single day of his life, no matter what, you have to learn 1 hour a day. No matter what, you have to learn 1 hour a day. Whatever tirdid it is. And he said he was makabal on himself, this kabbalah, together with the whole tzibur, and it was a gevaldike zach. It was a gevaldike kabbalah. Maybe 1 hour, maybe it might be hard for you for 1 hour, but you have to, even, no matter what, a half hour. No matter what, it's 15 minutes a day, 15 minutes, whatever it is. Of course, I'm sure your boys will learn more. But no matter what, no matter what tier that you have, but l'chol ha'pochas, a half hour of day of Talmud Torah. A different thing is, I can't be marach now, I'll just be messiah with this thing, is tefillah b'tzibur. If you watch tefillah b'tzibur, you dav with a minion, you belong to the tzibur. You have to belong to the klal. The klal is muftach. If a person stands on himself, you're yourself, you can dav in 5 minutes in your house, baruch shem asher, yishtabach, you say, it's a shalom, dos nish gedav, it's a joke, it's terrible. Nish dos gedav, nish dos mein tefillah. But if you dav with a tzibur, even if you get up late, and you go late, but go to a minion and daven together with everybody and say, amen, yehi shmei rabba, be a yid like all yidden. And when somebody's a yid like all yidden, the Eibusha gives us a haftocha that Am Yisrael will always be. The Eibusha will bench us all. We should get from the summer what we're supposed to get from the summer. We should all steig. And we should all be muchnem zum for the Heilige Chodesh Elul.